filling out the form. If you live in Canada and are self-employed or unemployed, you must fill out an employment insurance (A) report. This report is required every 2 weeks to receive benefits from the government. Those who are self-employed should give details about their income and training. Unemployed people must mention their illness and whether or not they can work. You must follow a series of instructions to fill out an e-report online. You must provide a SIN, your A reporting access code, and your province. These details will help the government determine if you are eligible for benefits. After you have filled out an e-report online, you will have to check its status. The answers you give in the online form are not saved, and you will not be able to make changes after you have accepted the report. Check your answers carefully, and if you need to make a change, do so before you submit it. Using a reporting calendar, a reporting calendar is a great way to keep track of your A earnings. The best part is you can do it in the privacy of your own home. Keeping track of your earnings can make or break your claim. You could miss a payment courtesy of workers' compensation or wage loss insurance if you don't. With a reporting calendar, you can ensure you get all the things. For instance, you can use an online reporting calendar to keep track of your hours worked and earnings. This is a great way to prove you're eligible for A benefits. You can also check your status online. You should be good to go if you follow the guidelines. Once you know if you qualify for A, you can begin applying. When ready to use, you'll need to provide your SIN and province of residence. The most crucial part of using an online reporting calendar is remembering to keep track of your schedule. You need more than submitting your report every 2 weeks. Filing a COVID-19 e-report if you are self-employed, you must provide details about your work, from how long you worked for a particular employer to how much you earned. This should include information on the salary and allowance you received. Also, have details about your training and any other information you believe may help your claim for unemployment benefits. You can add documents such as pay stubs, offer letters, or denial or waiver requests. The A application asks questions such as whether you were self-employed, your net income, and your earnings during the A reporting period. You can review these details online. In addition, you can also check if you are eligible for A. Another way to verify your A eligibility is to log on to My Service Canada. Once logged in, you should click on the A online reporting page. You can select the A identifier you need to complete the application. Waiting period for receiving A benefits. A is an insurance program in Canada that provides financial support to workers who cannot work because of sickness or injury. You could apply for these benefits if you were employed in insurable employment for at least 420 hours in the qualifying period. In the past, the waiting period for receiving A benefits was 2 weeks. However, the government announced that the waiting period would be reduced to 1 week in January 2017. Moreover, the maximum elimination period will be reduced to 7 days. This change will apply to all A benefits, including those designed to help people recover from short-term disability. The new rule will not change the total number of A benefits payable. It will only affect the period during which these benefits are available. A reduction in the waiting period will not impact the total amount of money received. This is because most funds obtained when an employee is out of work are not deducted from the benefit.